This is the Inside Track with 34 Waste Ways Car Show. Caught up for a minute with stock car driver Jeremy Punt from Donaldson. Jeremy, seems like it's been a little while since we talked with you there at the Pitside Parts Open House. Got the car done here. It looks great. You've probably been pretty busy since then.
Yeah, it's went really quick for us. We've been trying to get this car race ready. It seems like we focus on the car show so much because it's the first thing in the year, but you know, it's scaled, it's aligned in the front end. It's ready to hit the dirt. The time has really got away from us, but we're ready. Yeah, I'm ready to throw some dirt around.
Well, you're at a lot of people then, because you know, I've talked to a lot of people today that weren't quite ready.
Yeah, our goal this year was to get the car done as soon as possible. We had a slow start to 2 years ago when I first started the IMCA stock car class, and I wanted to get on it early this year and see if I could pick things up as I go. And you know, we could slowly change the car at once it's done, where you're, if you're running late, you're just trying to get it done in a hurry, you don't do that fine tuning that makes it fast. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to do as much as we could and make it easy to work on and what we wanted.
How you feeling about last season?
Good. It was definitely a learning year for a rookie. I can't say I finished where I wanted to, but I had a real good time doing it. The drivers in this class are just awesome to race with, and finishing, I think, eighth in Donaldson in points. We had a couple second place finishes, some third, fourth. I'm happy with that. I'd really love to get a win, but I'll take my time and maybe get a little respect from some guys. That way I'll feel a little better when I get that first place finish.
I'll tell you, when you look through point standings, you know, it doesn't matter, like, if it's a top five to eighth or fifth to first. When you look at just a few places, a lot of times in those standings, man, you can look back to just one night maybe that cost you that.
Yeah, it doesn't take much. I know 2 years ago in the hobby stock, I have a buddy that always gives me a hard time about it. I pulled off because my car wasn't right, and I'd already blew a tire, and I didn't want to waste any more time and tear the car up. And if I would have finished just that night, just finished, I would have probably won the championship. So you can, just one night, you know, 8 to 10 points, that can just kill you in any of these classes when it's so close like it is.
And the man, that stock car class, I mean, you are in really the premier class for competition. I mean, it is close.
Yeah, it's some side-by-side racing you're never going to see. The A modifieds are always going to be an awesome class to watch around here. They're definitely the big dogs, but this stock car class, we're gonna be fender to fender the whole race, and it's going to be a pretty wild ride, so hold on.
You know, I think in that in the A mod class, I mean, yeah, you know, they're fast, no doubt about it. I think you almost got more room for an error if you got a great car. If you got a tremendous car in that A mod class, you can maybe have something happen to you, then you can make it up. It seems like it's not that way in the stock car class. It seems like, man, it's a bumble of bees all running around there together, and if you do something to fall behind, that's probably where you're going to stay.
Yeah, it's definitely the definition of that stock car class. It's a pack of cars. It's like running in Daytona or Talladega NASCAR. You're pack racing, and I mean, we're not going to get a two car tandem going, but you're definitely in a pack, yeah, wheel to wheel. And yeah, the A mods, you know, you can have a really fast guy front, you know, Josh Foster, that Jim Lynch from Bloomfield, and they can take it up on the high side, bounce it off the wall, and you know, stand on it, and just keep up front, which is awesome to watch. But these stock cars, you know, we're going to be side by side, and it's a good time.
Tell us a little bit about the paint job on this car.
Actually, all the paint is factory from 1995 on a Buick Regal. This is a first full wrap I've ever had, so every inch of the car is covered in a decal, or that wrap material. And I got to thank Kindheart Graphics and Alec Kane and Kenny Gower. He did all the design work on the car, and it just turned out awesome. I can't say enough for those guys. They did it within a week, not even working on it every day. But they took their time, they did it right, and I'm loving it. I've never had a car that looked this good.
Car looks great. What do you got planned this season? Where are you going to race?
We're going to do Donaldson and Burlington full time. I work almost every weekend, so any more than two nights a week is just about too much for me to handle. But we're going to try to do two nights full time and kind of do that 34 Waste Ways Lee County Speedway combo like they're talking they're going to run. So.
And you work at Siemens, is it?
Yeah, I work out at Siemens in Fort, just outside of Fort Masson. We make wind turbines, so it's a totally different playing field from going from working on something that's 53 meters long and then go home work on a car. But I enjoy both, and it pays the bills and lets me race. That's what we're going to do.
And you work on the weekends, so, man, I'll tell you, that makes for busy weekends, try to get in two nights a weekend and work also.
Yeah, that makes it tough, especially if you tear the car up on Friday nights, because you might have to – I get off at 2:30, which is nice because it gives you a little time in between, but if I tear anything up on Friday night, either you got to stay up and fix it and be tired at work all day, or I got to go to bed early, try to get my day done quick, and then come home Saturday and – hurry, hurry, hurry to get it ready for – and it's usually hurry, hurry anyways to get it ready for Saturday night with doing tire work and, you know, fluids, maintenance, all that stuff. But we make it work. I got my dad helping me, and any of my family or my friends, I can call them anytime and they help me out.
Who all helps you on your car?
It's mainly just me and my dad. My wife tries a little bit. I got Levi and Jake Smith, but, you know, they race too, so they got their own stuff going on, but – I'm down at the shop almost every day after work, and my dad comes after he gets off work, so we just do what we can with what we got.
Who you got for sponsors this year?
Oh boy, at least I got the car in front of me this time. We got Argyle Arena, Welch's Insurance, Cook Electric, Palm Bowl. They jumped on last minute, and oh my God, thank you so much for them jumping on. It was one of them sponsorships that just asked me if they could, which is the best kind of sponsorship ever. Harold Punt Lawn Mowing, Donaldson Chiropractic Clinic, Finish Line Restaurant in New London. Check them out. Good food, good place to eat in New London. Definitely a good time. See a lot of cars out there. Pictures of cars and stuff that they sponsor. Kindheart Graphics, of course, like I said earlier. Pitside Parts. Hey, Levi Smith, if you need racing parts, check him out. He just started this business. He'll hook you up. He can get anything for performance bodies. JR Motorsports, All-Star Racing. Definitely talk to Levi if you need anything, if you're a racer. I think that's about it.
I appreciate Levi also. Well, I'll tell you what, when we kicked off this new Inside Track deal, he was the first person to step up and say, we'll sponsor you, and I appreciate that. And I know you appreciate the support you get from him. Jeremy Punt, thanks for talking with us on the Inside Track, and wish you the best of luck this season.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
You bet.